Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The president has called off the deployment of federal forces into San Francisco today. This is according to his post on Truth Social this morning. KCBS's Rebecca Goodian joins us with more.
Well, Holly, President Trump said he made the decision after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie on the phone last night. Lurie held a press conference today at City Hall where he discussed their conversation. He says that he told the president,
"We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets. But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery."
In his post on Truth Social, the president said he agreed to let San Francisco keep trying on its own without federal intervention. In his press conference today, Mayor Lurie emphasized that San Francisco is on the rise. Crime and tent encampments are at historic lows. But he added,
"My team will continue to monitor the situation closely, and our city remains prepared for any scenario. We have a plan in place that can be activated at any moment. But as I said yesterday, it is my sincere hope that we never have to put that planning into action."
From the newsroom, Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
The teenage driver in a deadly crash in Marin County is facing misdemeanor manslaughter charges. Four girls, age 14 to 16, died in the crash in Woodacre this past April, while one teenage passenger and the driver survived. The charges follow a CHP investigation that found the driver, who was 16 at the time, at fault for the crash on westbound San Geronimo Valley Drive. According to the CHP, she had been driving at least 20 miles above the speed limit when she lost control of the vehicle and smashed into a tree. The driver is also facing two infractions, one for speeding, the other for transporting passengers under the age of 20 while on a provisional license. Drones are banned inside Yosemite National Park, but in the weeks since the government shutdown, more and more of them are being seen buzzing meadows and cliffsides. Private tour guides tell SF Gate they saw as many as five in one day near El Capitan. A spokesperson for the Interior Department acknowledges that drone use in national parks has been a problem, but disputes there's an increase due to the government shutdown. The New York Times reports an increase in base jumping as well, which is also illegal in Yosemite. Dozens of park superintendents have urged the Interior Department to close national parks until the government shutdown is over. The Trump administration's controversial new $100,000 fee for H-1B visas will not apply to foreign citizens already in the U.S., including students. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services issued an advisory this week saying that the employer-paid fee would apply only to new H-1B visas issued to workers who are outside the country. Workers switching to an H-1B visa from other visas, including the F-1 student one, will be exempt. Howard University professor and H-1B visa expert Ron Hira tells the East Bay Times there are so many workarounds, the fee's probably not going to have a whole lot of effect. John Wayne Airport in conservative Orange County has joined the list of airports across the country in refusing to air a video by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. John Wayne Airport spokesman says the video violates airport policies prohibiting political messaging. Most airports in the Bay Area are not playing the DHS message, nor are airports in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Las Vegas, and Seattle, among others. Cost of living increase for Social Security recipients expected at the end of this week. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports, despite this, there are still concerns about the future.
Social Security is something most Americans rely on for retirement. And according to Bankrate's Mark Hamrick,
52% of people who have not yet retired expect to rely on Social Security to pay their necessary expenses once they do retire.
Hamrick says those who have retired are depending on that money to fund their lives. It's something they contribute to during their years of work.
Where the danger truly arises is the Social Security Main Trust Fund is projected to be depleted by 2033.
And more than three quarters of adults in their survey believe they won't get benefits when it's time for them to collect. He says people need to do what they can to fund retirement themselves so they don't get caught off guard.
Take advantage of employer matches and 401k retirement savings programs to make sure that we take advantage of that at the earliest opportunity.
He says planning early is key. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
California's birth rates have plummeted to a new record low. KCBS's Shannon Golden talked to one expert to make sense of the decline and what it could mean for the state's aging population.
In 2008, the average number of children that a woman was expected to have in her lifetime was 2.2.
It had fallen to 1.5 by 2020, and now the latest data for 2024 suggests we're down to 1.4.
Hans Johnson, demographer with the Public Policy Institute of California, says that's a remarkable decline in a relatively short amount of time.
And we saw that the biggest declines were for women in their 20s.
He says the cost of living could certainly be a factor, as could increased career opportunities for women, which is a positive impact, he says, but there are drawbacks.
The decline in births means that eventually we're going to have fewer young adults entering the workforce, and this is occurring at the same time that we have record numbers of people reaching retirement age and retiring, and so it poses a challenge.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The San Francisco Bay Ferry is plugging into the future, developing the nation's first floating electrical charger. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Goodian.
It's part of the San Francisco Bay Ferry's plan to make its fleet emission-free over the next few years. They'll be moving to high-speed electric ferries, a first in North America, and those should start arriving to the fleet in 2027.
In order to charge them, we need a bunch of charging equipment, and that's challenging to put shoreside. And so we've come up with an innovative solution of putting a lot of the charging equipment inside our current floating docks.
That's a senior project manager with the SF Bay Ferry, Jan Ribka. The chargers are the first of their kind. They'll be developed just for the new electrified ferry fleet, and the state just approved $10 million in mostly federal funding to build them.
We're very excited to be providing this service and the first in the nation high-speed passenger ferry service that's going to be all battery electric. It's going to be very exciting.
The first of these chargers will be built at the San Francisco terminal to be completed in 2028. Rebecca Goody on KCBS.
One of San Francisco's most beloved literary institutions is making it clear how it feels about authoritarianism. This week, City Lights Bookstore on Columbus hoisted banners quoting lines from store founder and poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti's 2007 poem, Pity the Nation. In part, the banners read, "Pity the nation whose leaders are liars, whose sages are silenced, and whose bigots haunt the airwaves." City Lights Executive Director Elaine Katzenberger tells SF Gate that this is their attempt to help focus attention on the current situation. Again, poem written in 2007 when Ferlinghetti had done a reading. While it appears that the federal deployment in San Francisco is not happening, it's not clear what that means for the rest of the Bay Area. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee, along with other city and county officials, holding a press conference right now as we speak, outlining how they will respond to any kind of deployment in Oakland.
Oakland is and will continue to be a welcoming city for our immigrants and our refugees, and our laws and values reflect that. The Oakland Police Department does not and will not assist with immigration and customs enforcement.
It has numerous arms and is expected to make the job of packing up your products from Amazon a lot easier. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has a look at some newly unveiled technology.
Blue Jay is basically a robot.
If an arm does an action and moves out of the way, another arm can do the next action.
Igor Padan is the general manager of Amazon's Blue Jay program.
What it enables Amazon to do is put facilities and buildings in areas we normally wouldn't have put them before.
That's because Blue Jay is much smaller than what they've used in the past.
So in dense area, populated areas like urban centers where real estate is tight. And so it actually allows us to put more facilities closer to customers and enables us to deliver within the same day, within hours of your placing the order.
Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.